says, what's the reason why a lady has to wait 7 days? The Gemara says the reason why is because in order that she should have a break from her husband, actually, a rug over a katzba, and you take a 7-day break, and that makes a scotch. So there's some things down based on this. So those who want to say that him came, the always only have to wait 7 days only because in order to make a scotches for marriage. Therefore, a pnuya betzam should not need zayin nikiyim, and because you don't have the whole sivus hadavin pnuya in order to come take off tumas nida, the maisa should not need zayin nikiyim. Tumas sheva, sorry. You should not need tumas sheva because the whole sivus hadavin was. The whole sivus hadavin was in order to meet her husband. Therefore, he shouldn't need. So maisa sheva says chas shalom tiyem as atzad. We don't dash in time of the crow, and maybe the more saying a time of the crow, but that's not going to make enough mean at la'alacha. We saw the Meister Rav, which brings down that the Bachram asks the Goyin that why do we have Shum on the Shabbos in order to be Ma'ar Zera? So the Bachram asks the Goyin that maybe we shouldn't have Shum because we're not married. Maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to be Ma'ar Zera. So the Goyin said over there that there are many reasons why Bein Midrash and Bein Midrabban and why things are said. And even if one reason maybe doesn't seem to apply to us, we have to do it anyhow. He gives Zechain, we find by Giloy. Giloy is because of snakes, that's why we will not run Giloy, even though maybe nowadays we don't have any snakes. Still, the opinion of the Gonyat Dwi Machmer. Zechain, our Sugya, the Gemara Nidid Aflam Al says, what's the reason why I have to wait? Zayin Yamim is in order to Mechadish it. For her husband, he said, it applies being to Pnuya and being to Eishes Shir. And Tadish Lam also says, Avada, we don't pass an halacha like this. Either you have to say just the time of the Kra, Smachta, and Avada, being Pnuya, being Eishes Shir, have to wait 7 days. The Lashon HaRivash is, Ein chelek min Pnuya l'nesua, ben yesanida, there's no chelek between Pnuya and Nesua, ben yesanida, there's no chelek between the two of them. We did mention last night about in terms of if Pnuya wants to go to the mikvah, do we let them go to the mikvah, and do we advise going to the mikvah, and if Pnuya is being mezana? So he said that there's a hira that to give a psak to them, you can't do that. That's, you know, for a rav or for somebody to give a psak to them, you can't give them a psak that they should go to the mikvah when they're doing something wrong. But for like somebody else to do it, a friend to do it, or somebody else, not patur psak, patur eitzah, then that's something which... that's something which would be okay. Which would be okay to do. Now, midiraisa, when a lady sees, so you see a day, you have anida, as you see, you have to wait 7 days. Even if you see during the 7 days, it's fine. You just have to be mafsik v'tayra, and you go to the mikvah. That's why you may nida. There's a mezivas, which the halacha is that if you see one day during the mezivah, then you have to wait shemar yisrael kenegiyoyim. If you see 3 days in a row, then you have to wait zayin nikiyim. So you may need the mezivas, you may need the, it's just you see dam, you wait 7 days during the mezivas. So then if you see 3 days in a row, that's where the concept of zayin nikiyim comes in. If you just see one day, you just wait, you just smear siyam kenegi yoyim. How do you figure out you may need the mezivas? So mechalik is in Rambam Rashi, the Rambam holds, you always do 7-11. First you start off 7 days of Menida, then you go to 11 days of meziva. Once you pass the Meziva, you go back to Menida, go back to Meziva, and you're always going round and round and round and round, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. We had a kashan according to the Rambam, is that we said Stam Isha sees every 30 days. Every 30 days, what's that going to come into? That's going to be Meziva. During your Meziva, the Gemara says you can't be Kaveh in Meziva, because Meziva is not a time which a person is going to see. So Chavazah says, how could it be that you may ziva, you can't be kevess, and going 7-11, it's always going to be in the you may ziva. So that's not the answer. The pshat is that which you can't be kevess and may ziva just means the first you may ziva. That's when you see. So in the day 7, 8 through 19, that's the point you're going to be kevess. So that in the zman of afterwards, the second time, you are able to be kevess. So that's Shita Sarambha. Shita Sarashi is not like that. Shita Sarashi is the way it works is when you see, then you come from Menida. Then afterwards, you have your ziva. And you don't go back, you don't go back to Yimei Ziva until you see again. No, Ziva always has to follow Nida. You can't have Yimei Ziva without having Nida. And the only time you go back to Yimei Nida is after you have a Zayin Akim from Yimei Ziva. Then you go back and it'll be a Rias Nida. You're not going to go 7-11, 7-11 and you always gonna, you can't have, there are two things. You can't have Yemei Zivah without having Yemei Nida, and you don't go back to Yemei Nida until you have a Zayinikiyam from Yemei Nida. Nice, the Roy Pesim hold not like the Rambam, but it's not Sunday Gebe's Manazah either way. Why not? Because it came along that the Gemara brings down that this Chumash of Zayah. The Zayah came along and said that Isho sees, even Tivas Tam Kechardel, the Lach is. Even Steve's time Kachado, the luck is that you have to. Even Steve's time Kachado, the luck is that you have to go on way Zainakim, okay? So even Siamashi, you have to wait Zainakim. What's the reason why you have to wait Zainakim? So Rashi and Megillah brings down one Malach is that maybe she'll see 2 days, she's in Chap, and she'll see one Riyah and release the third day, and she'll be really in Chap. And because of that, we asked it across the board, you're going to have to wait. You have to wait Zainakim every time you see. Another Mahalach, he says that maybe a lady be Seisr Mel Zainakim one Riyah and he won't chap that Seisr all Zain, and therefore the Lach is always going to have to wait Zainakim every single Riyah that a person says. Now the Shaila is like this. Is Chumash of Zera a Minug? Is it a Takana? And the Nafkamin is, are we able to bend it in certain situations? The Gemara says that they were Nuyig to wait Zayin Nikim. The case we say Minigay is the Makan Peruvu or later. Can we go ahead and knock off Komisar Zayir in order to go ahead and be make it? We said over another mice, so it was mice we said over again. That there was, oh right, the lady about Shuva, right? That the lady came to Eretz Yisrael, she came about Shuva like that overnight. She's like wearing a tichel covering her hair, and her husband was in Chutz Laaretz. Husband heard that her husband was like freaked out, flying in, and the shaila was that what do we do now in terms of going to the mikvah? She didn't have her zayinikim. So shaila is, can we say that her zera just a minog a chumra, and therefore we're mocking certain situations? You could go ahead and be mikvah, or no, chumra zera is not negotiable, and you have to go ahead and be mikvah. So different lashonos in the rishonim. The Ramban says that Be'etzim is started off as a minug, but afterwards Chazar were masakin it. Because the Ma'aseh, the Gemara Brachos does say that it's halacha psuka. So it sounds like it is some type of halacha psuka. It's some type of kach. So Ramban says it started off as a minug, and then afterwards they went along and they went ahead and they came and turned it to takana. That's lesson Ramban. The river is the other way around. That Be'etzim with the whole always was a takana. I it says when I saw a noigim, it just means that we have to be manig Klai saw to do the minug, and Aval Besim beside always was a takana, wasn't a minug. Zoshan Ritual, we saw that Chumas Rav Zera is a takana, the ain lacha baklal. It can't be makel, and always whoever's makel parts nachash, and it's not a good thing to go in to be makel. On the other hand, we just see the Lashon Arayvid, we saw Lashon Balamar, we say it's a minug ba'almi, it's not a takana, it's not a lacha, it should be a minug ba'almi. So we saw from Augustman and Kunstash Yurim in the back over there in Kedushin. He brings down, he clears the Shaila, but Mokin Peruvu would be able to go out and be Mako. He brings down from Sefer Galya Masechta, that the Galya Masechta says that it's time a Minog Ba'alma, and therefore they'd be Mokin to go ahead and be Mako, but Mokin Sarek and Mokin Peruvu, and therefore he says Mokin Shasat Chak, he'd be able to go ahead and be Mako. Maisa, the scummers of most places is not that Sir Moshe Feinstein and Chiva writes, Bain Mako Bakla, you can't be Mako, Shamazam. The Shlem also says, that we're noyigin to say that it's a halacha psuka, and therefore you're not able to be play around. You can't go around play with Chumash of Zera, and therefore you're gonna have to go ahead and be machmer. And v'chein anu noyigin in most normal situations that were machmer Chumash of Zera, you have to wait Zainakim. It's not gonna be negotiable. No, kids, we're not making. Now, the story was that Berkowitz said he went into, I think, Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was mekel in that type of situation. In the case about Tshuva, he's going to be mekel to let her go to the mikvah. It's a cheshmen that, number one, Chumash of Zera is a minog. Maybe she's really a Zava Gedela. She never went to mikvah in her life. So maybe she's really a Zava Gedela. Her man says Zava is a chili, so we don't have to be cautious that she tackles a chili. And he said that Rabbi Yashiv was willing to be mekel in that type of situation. So I remember I still have a story. I used to go to a certain rav for take bechinas. I think he still does it. Everyone wants to go talk to me after. I can tell you he does it because you have to go like 12, 1 o'clock at night, and he goes like line by line, and like he learns it as he's going along. The cars are for him. So kids there. So I went there and he started kufay gimbal. So it was nice, and he's a young young boy, and I just, you know, as I go along, I asked him Shaila. It's like I told him the Shaila, I told him the story. Like, you know, I heard the story, you can be Mako. So like, he closes his eyes a second, and all of a sudden he goes like, starts screaming on the top of his lungs, that's a psak of the Karayim, somebody doesn't believe Torah Shabbat Pah, say such a thing, no sign in the world, Misa lo tzarech latzot zeh, telech latzot zeh. Like, his wife walks into the room, it's like, should I throw him out? Like, I'm just, I don't know, keep just screaming on top of his lungs, like, whoa. Okay, but anyhow. You know, definitely it's a very mechudas like sack, you know, the pastor's coming over there or something, which we go be very stuck. Sack upon him. The isha who dam comes out, bein boinus, bein beratzim, zemitame. Who should tag us a bit siyasai? The key words are, in order to be tame nida, you have to have dam bahargasha. If you don't dam bahargasha, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Now we saw from the Sidri Taira, what's the sort of dam bahargasha? Is it about a dam bahargasha? Just a katimsa to know it came from you. It's a simon or a sipa. Agasa is just that now you know it came from the isha. And if I had no another way it came from isha, it's going to be tummy, or dambar gasa is going to be exesa kasa. And if I know vade came from her, it's still not going to be asa. Nafkamina is if you see it coming out. A lady like looks down and she sees it coming out. Or a doctor sees it coming out. Is that going to be asa because we know it came from you? And just a katimsa to get agasa. Or is he said adav is that it has to be. Or it's exeis akosiv, you have to have dam bargasha. The maskana of the city Tyre and Mosach Chonim is that it's exeis akosiv, you have to have argasha. Even though vade came from you, it's not going to be also midday raisim. Midrabanim, we'll discuss, but it's not going to be also midday raisim. Now, what is considered argasha? So the three. What's considered argasha? So the three argashas the Pesach Shur brings down. One type of argasha is that she feels her body shaking. Then when she's seeing her body start shaking, it's some type of reaction because of the build of the blood, start shaking. That's one agasha which we're trying to bring down. The second agasha is she feels the makar opening. Tagish b'tziyasa, you feel the opening of the makar. And that's the second agasha brought down in the Rishayim. The third of the achrayim is zivas davarlach. Nechiku achrayim is such a concept that if you feel the it's flowing down. Ziva Stavlach, you feel the blood flowing down. That's going to be considered a agosha. You'd be magosh bipsar. What's the lesson of agosha? You're magosh bipsar. It's a magosh bipsar that I'm coming out. Ziva Stavlach. And that's going to be considered agosha. And those are the three agoshas. Now the problem is, Benegevi is agosha. So we said, in all the years, I never heard of anyone having her body shaking. That one I never heard. Opening of a car twice. I broke a study at it once. I mean, but I was like, I mean, I haven't spoken so many years about it. But like, when it happened, I just said, I'm like, whoa. He's like, yeah, I also had it once. And if a lady, you know, probably the lady is OCD and imagining it's not really whatever. But right, if she's saying, I felt the car opening up, there's nothing to talk about. You know, it's the Raisa and. You know, and you're going to have to be acid. The one which is more common is Zivas Davalach. Now, Zivas Davalach, the two things. Number one is, you have to feel it inside. Everyone agrees, if you just feel it on the outside, which most of the time, you're just feeling wetness on the outside, not feeling it inside, everyone agrees that's going to be tar. And 90% of the time, that is, you just feel like if you remember when you were a kid, if you made it in your pants ever, so it feels wet. So but you don't feel it coming out, you just feel that you felt outside of it, and that's most of the situations that of Zivas Davalach, they're first not going to be a problem. If it's on the inside, so first, number one, it's Machlekes Nachrayim Vayter, is there a concept of Zivas Davalach? There's also Nechel Chavis Dasna Yehuda, what point and where is the Zivas Davalach? Is Zivas Davalach only you felt it from the Makar? Or with you felt it right when it came out of the car, you started feeling inside, you still started feeling going down. If you only feel it later on, so the Taina was that it came out of the car. Was it tummy yet? I didn't feel it yet. So I'm tar. Starts slowing down. All of a sudden, at the end, comes out of tummy. How could that be? Alamai, Zivas Davalach is only filled up in the car. If I'm falling down in my car, it's going to be tar. Other Akharim say no. That anytime I feel it inside the body, I feel it flowing down, it's going to be tummy. I have a kasha. It came out as tummy or tar. It's not clear. It comes out. We don't know what it is. Until it comes out of the body, we don't have a verification to figure out whether it's tummy. Whether it's going to be considered tummy, whether it's going to be considered tummy or tar. And that's the machlokes. So the mitzvah of the mitzvahs is that they feel it all the way up in the makar kamat that you're not going to have. Feeling the lower down, the feeling is like you feel a pressure. Like you feel a pressure coming down. That's what the feeling is going to be. What's halacha l'maisa? Two different but the midrashim copy copy this, there's some but majashim we say is luck. Rebik Pram, ladies don't have a gush of his mana says. So how do you have deraisa? So the only thing you do have is either stuff a lock. So that you want to be make one, and there are those that say you have to be machmer. It's a shadow deraisa, we're not talking about it's a shadow, and this is only hagash which we have is manazah, and therefore you have to go in and be machmer. Others say that no, the whole yivus of lach is a machlokes, machlas, a machlokes. It's yivus of lach, but there exists such a thing. Even inside it does exist, could be a stafka when you feel on the top, not on the bottom. And therefore, those which different buttons and joshim are make a copy of the shadow of yivus of lach. But the maisa, rubber the times, it's only from the outside. Definitely, I would not tell your wife over the concept of Zivas Davalach, because most of the time it's on the outside, and a lot of times she's not imagining things. So I don't think I have to say it over. But my wife says she did feel it coming out. You know, Tasa Shes Chacham in terms of what the halach is. Menageya, the shaila of having a gush of zanazet, we spoke out this big problem. We don't have a gush of zanazet, so how do you deal with it? So they say Bishem Ravadi, okay, so Nidus Darabanan, cool, great. Nidus only Darabanan Bezmanazah, and it won't be Darais. So the mice of the Makuba and Kaiso that we're not going to say that, we're going to say it's going to be Darais. So where is going to be, what's going to be the approach? So there's one approach where the Yashiv says, based on the Tosis Rid, that the reason why Agosha is, the Vard of Agosha is that it's just, the Tosis Rid says is that it's a, your Magish of Sarah, it's a Derech Riyah, it's a normal way of seeing. I don't see Agosha. That's not a normal Derech Riyah, being it's not a normal Derech Riyah. So therefore, that's the reason why I'm not going to. That's the reason why I'm not going. I'm not going to be tummy. But Enochanami, if it's a regular normal Riyah, even as Alpha Hagoshes, it's going to be tummy. So we make Chazal where you had Hagoshes. I didn't see Hagoshes. That was a Reisa, and therefore I'm not going to be tummy. But nowadays, where this is a normal Riyah, therefore you're going to have to be Machmir and consider a regular Riyah. You have to consider the Hagoshes. So they asked Mayreno, Rav, no, it's different than the city. It's different than that. The Hagosha is normal Derech Riyah. So the city told me, Mechazal. You want to know if I see it coming out of my goof. I didn't feel it. It's not Derech Riyah. It's a cost of it has to be Derech Riyah, even though I know it's coming out. There's a different Nakuda. Hagosha is Derech Riyah. Nowadays, that you don't feel, and somebody's paralyzed. Is it no need to be derice or not? If it's a regular normal Riyah, the fact you don't have a sensation, no, then it's not going to be sick. So they asked Mayreno, Rav Yashiv, that. According to that, it'll come out that every single Riyah nowadays, you have to be Machmir. And there aren't any coolest Ksamim. Because if it's a regular Maria, so he said Rav Yashiv didn't want to, made a certain type of Shari, didn't want to be Mikol, at least Makum be Dart. Yes, we make on Ksamim, so he makes some type of Shari. A combination of when is it happening around, is it the time we're supposed to be seeing, how much it is, a combination of those things. If it's around the time we're supposed to be seeing, and it's not just like a small cast of Enochim, yes, we Machmir, Enochim, it's a small amount. Then he would yes go ahead and be Mako. That's the person he has. Rav Moshe's approach is that a lady knows when she has her period. She just knows. She feels in her body and she starts feeling sick, and that also goes into Agosha. Agosha, the fact that I feel the sicknesses and the not feeling well, that also is called Magish Bibsara, and that's going to be considered Agosha, which we're gonna see in Vestas. When you learn Vestas, Vesta Gof, we're going to have to come back to this Rav Moshe. We weren't Magdish so much then, but why it's a very big Kiddush, that's called Agasha, because something called Vesta. But come on, that's Rav Moshe's approach, that when she feels her period's coming, that's to be considered a Vesta. This is not an approach based on the Aruch HaShulchan, that Be'etzem, we say that Chazaka, when a lady has a period, the Aruch HaShulchan says, when a man goes to the bathroom, for Meir Gaim, also, something's opening up. Do you realize it's opening up? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But if you pay attention to being in tune with your body, you would notice that when you're going from Eir Gaim, there's something, a little bit thing opening up, and you take a feel. This is Be'etzem, this is a Chazaka. A lady has her Hargoshes, and when she's having her period, then we say that comes by Hargosha, and it's going to be also. So whatever is considered her normal period, that's considered Dan by Hargosha, and therefore you're going to have to be Machmir. That's where a lot of Paiskim and Kai. So go, what exactly, how much is considered a period? So normally in a regular normal situation you just see a lot, there's not so much of a shayla, and soaks a pad and there's tons of blood. Where it gets complicated is ladies who are on pills, mubarises, meniscuses, where sometimes you see a very small amount and you can like hobble along, see 3-4 grisim for 2-3 days in a row, or you can see maybe one time a lot and stop. That's where the place where it's complicated, and different rabbanim have different approaches copy when we say that's considered a period, when it's not considered. Fine. up. And again, Kufpei Hei says that a lady is Tamei until also Lavila Achatamer Tavalti. You have to go in and say she went to the mikvah. Zak the Chavis Das. Even if she comes lies next to him, it's no good. She goes to the mikvah. And even she lies next to him, it's no good until she goes ahead and says the words Tavalti. So now according to Chavis Das, you have to speak it out Tavalti. Why have to speak it out? Maybe as she's lying next to you, maybe she forgot, maybe it's albusha, and therefore you have to go ahead and speak it out. The Aruch HaShulchan says doesn't understand. We have to speak it out for. Why can't you just go ahead and make a simen? Aruch HaShulchan, why can't you just go ahead and make a simen? And Aruch HaShulchan holds simen is enough. If it's made up, what the simen barak is? You know what a simen is? You know, now, what's the minog? Some people are machmer, chavis das b'si tshuva z'ishtei, and they say you have to say tavalti. There are a lot of places in which are mekel, and they say that a simen would be enough, and you can make some type of simen, and that'll be enough, and you can say that a simen would be simen.
But naki mechok is not enough for simen.
What do you say?
Naki mechok is not enough.
For you make up a simen. So you make up a simen. What's simen? You make up once. When she goes to the mikvah, you do a handshake or something, or whatever it is. I don't know, you hand something. And that's a simen that she went to the mikvah. Some people just say, like, yes, I'm old. You know, like, there's some people like going to the mikvah, which have chaf alaf. There's a chum of mikvah, so have chaf alaf saw. All the mikvahs have, like, one of the mikvahs which have it. So, chaf alaf saw of mine was not shuvah. Well, it's good enough for now. Which time one day we do mikvahs. So some people tell them, I have to go, you know, wait for that mikvah. You know, maybe you're usually not such a wait. So he says, oh, do you get the chaf alaf saw mikvah? And she goes, yeah, that's the way we're doing it. Gets her. Some ladies don't care, some ladies do care. Your wife doesn't care, so why not ask her, you want mikveh? Yes, that's halacha, fine. How was the mikveh? Good, great, stressful. If she does care, then it could be samech on using a set. Chaver brings down the concept of a lady says Tmeyani, Vakach Amr Tayani. If she says Tmeyani, and then she says Tayani, she's not Namanas. So we call Shavin Ashkit Chasura. That a lady who says she's Tami, she's Asr. Why is she Asr? Famous Chasais is the Namanas, and then Shavin Ashkit Chasura. And the concept of a lady says she's Tami, after which she says she's Tar, she's not going to be Namanas. Let's say she does it to a joke. She does a bit to her joke, so Zakta Rambam, to her joke, she's not Neman, and you're just going to be Aser. Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, let's say you ask the lady, she asks her, did you go to the mikvah? She goes, let's say you ask her, did you go to the mikvah? That happened. Did you go to the mikvah? No, I did not go to the mikvah. Like, we. So is that Shavin Afshid? She said, did not go to the mikvah. So the call is that. And then after you say, really? He says, no, I'm just joking. The Rambam says, you're going to be awesome. But they say the cloud is like this. That the cloud, basically, in all these halachas is like this, that if she says something, and b'shas meisa, you thought shitaka was aser, and it sounded serious, and it's aser. If the husband chap b'shas meisa, that it wasn't true, she wasn't being serious, or... Then, she's just saying because she's annoyed. Then that's not going to be considered shavi anafse, and it's not, and it's, and it's not, and it's not going to be a problem. Now, if she says she's tamei, and after she's tamei, she's not nemanus. If it's achik de deeper, if she gives a masala devarea, she says then she's going to be neman. What's considered a masala devarea? Kegoin. She says, I only said it because I didn't have koyach. She has a good amasla, a good excuse. Well, she says it, then she's going to be neman. Zakhtar Ramaz, still, Misha writes, Lach Malatzmoy, Shalai Laham in love. You want to be Machrasla, not to be Maminer, Midas Chasidusu. It's a Midas Chasidus going to not to be Maminu. A Medina Naman is a Fidib Shtacha. And Medina, she's a Medina, you're neman. It's a Midas Chasidus to go ahead. And be machmer, not be maimoner. So what's considered a good masla? Masla is you had a good reason why she came along and said it. Like she said, she didn't have koyach to be for tashmish, or she had other good reason, then that's considered enough of a masla. The Rambam is coming to be mechadish. He says I was joking. That's not considered good enough for a reason, because that's a terrible joke. And who would do such a thing? The question bizman hazeh is that unfortunately, whatever. It's not a thing to joke around, but it's something which maybe could happen. So the question is, can we say that the Rambam is not really negay of bizman hazeh? Because the whole yisur dover is that a masla is, no one in the world would say a joke like that and afterwards say not like this. About if you do b'shas ma'isa is a joke, there's no problem. But if you don't know b'shas ma'isa, that it's a joke, if the question is the mocking to be made gone out. But basically the cloud god of the Ravaz is that the Ravaz says that they say the god on all these things is that if Taka, the husband, believes that it really wasn't true, it really wasn't tummy, and there really was no chazara, and it's then it'll be considered a good amasla, and that's really going to be the gather at davar. So we want to know bizman hazeh that maybe people go what? See, if it's a real thing, if bizman hazeh that people are maybe go ahead and do maybe make such jokes, maybe you know this go ahead and talk to me and make them. If you do a maisa. Mechaber says if you begam nichudim la main yatsa v'akach maternity, you're not nemesh. There's a maisa, there is no nemesh. So what's he said to Dover? Because a person would not go ahead and do a maisa, kuli hai. A person would not do a maisa, and therefore you're not going to be considered a maisa of answering yourself, and therefore you're not going to go ahead and you're not going to be nemesh. We said over a maisa that a husband would hand the wife the phone, and she says no, she can't take the phone, and then the next day she says, no, I was just upset at you, and I wasn't in the mood, and I really wasn't tummy. So the question is that going to be also remote? So the pasuk said Dover is, that's a maisa, and you're not going to be nemen, it's going to be also. So Shaila went around, Rosh Tumbuch asked it, and Rav Ganz was willing to remake it. We had a different maisa, a lady who always used to wear special snoods, like Shtenu Shachanarch, Kavsadakei, a person Shmiyachid. She should have a special begotten. She was a special new snoot. So she wore a snoot husband because she was a nida. And then afterwards, she told us the next day she ran out of snoots. So it didn't mean to let us know got dirty. So would that be considered a mice? I thought there's more pasha to say. You know, that's not considered a mice kuli high. You know, that maybe is more mocking to me. Well, on the cloud dover is basically that. If Batsam, after the Masa Batsam, we believe it, then Batsam, we make a bite. What's harder when going connected to the halacha, which didn't shock an arch, like the Ram says, Dark Circle is a problem. So it's much harder to be making on that situation. But if you're totally convinced that Enochanami, it was just a bad joke, then Enochanami, then they'd be mocking to go out and be made. Kavis of Dal Bing Zanshim Shamish in Tahira, and she says, that I was Tomei, you have to purish me, yes. This is very important. That if Chas was Shalom, you mishamish with somebody, and Be'etzem, she realizes that she's a Tomei, she says, you need to, the jerk reaction is you just jump. That's the wrong thing to do, because you're Chayiv Karis on the Nena, on the fact that you came out Be'ever Chai, and that's a problem. Even though that's a jerk reaction, but what does you do? It says, in mercy, you have to stick your 10 fingers. You ragel baaretz, you do like, what was I doing? Like a push up anymore.
Like that. You know, on your hands and your feet, and that causes it to die. Ouch. That causes it to die, and you perish be'ever, you're supposed to be perish be'ever.
Amaze. The Yimali Pachad, Verechas, Alaver, Shabal Yoda, Yvalismachal, you shouldn't be. Have a very pachad, at least my father, based on our other rag, which I mean, the punishment is, he should be shrugged, so it's a fisherman, he's not. If a person by mistake was perished, but shrugged, the aver chai, he should fast 40 days, doesn't have to be with sufrin, do shini, with chamishi, he says, a lot of times, also a boss of a yayin, if you can't fast, you pray every day with staka, and come out with a loss of schusula, it's whoever, if you do a shloi b'shas vesta and you found the after tash was dam, even if you found a shloi that's called anus, even if you do b'dika, you only kapara, because that would be considered a anus, and that would be considered anus, and you wouldn't need kapara. And there's the two nekudas. There's on the XM tashmish, is going in. That's the one thing we think about. And there's also the pirish. Pirish have to do beaver mace. If you do beaver chai, you messed up, right? Even beaver mace, the mace you will need it. So you have to do tshuva, and I said you have to have the 40 days and all the tshuva. Now the pirish tshuva brings down the different situations. If Isha has a vest and Kavua Vespur day 28 and happens on day 22, Imam Shainis over there. Actually, know that Imam Shav Ves, Imam Shainis, and that's not worth, and that the might say you would not need Kapar and the Etzim Bias Nidim. You were the priest, if you do pay, if a Chai you need, but the Etzim Bias Nidim, you would not need. Isha does a Bashas Vesta, he's Tama Turkey, and what are you doing? And Avada, that's also we're not talking about. What we're talking about, Isha doesn't have a vest. So this, he says, according to the Rambam and the Raj, you need a bedika before Tashmis. So if you didn't do a bedika, you're not oinus. But if you do a bedika, you'll be considered an oinus on the Tchilas Tashmis. But the preacher, Parashat Vachai, that the Maisa person would not be considered, that the Maisa person would not be considered, not be considered an oinus. We mentioned that in the times that the Maisa, that which the Gemara says your Inus Levis has Vesta, Rashi says because Levis Sikedaita, how could a person known that you can see Shabbos has Vesta, and about the times a person's staining, in the times where it's a danger zone, about a person has to be careful and shouldn't be played with fire. And unfortunately, a lot of stories of people play with fire and they get burnt. And during the times where she's staining, or the time she's all literally, so to be extra careful in terms of not to have tashas in those times, to make sure they don't get into any, need to go into any.